If I can look for a question in the middle of the room, there's a lady there with a white sheet of paper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak today. My question is concerning Eagle Mine in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in America. Our community has been fighting Eagle Mine since the project began nearly a decade ago, which you know because we have sent representatives to the shareholders meeting for years to highlight shoddy environmental protections, sloppy work, and poor work standards. Mining engineers have said for years that this permit was fraudulently issued and that the structure of this portal is unsound. I'd like to add, too, that this is directly underneath sacred ground to the native people of this region who have been living in the area far longer than 140 years. As a sulfide mine, Eagle Mine threatens nearby Lake Superior and other major watersheds, comprising more than 20% of the world's fresh water. And there is not precedent of a similar mine that doesn't leak acid drainage. You know this because your own Flambeau mine in Wisconsin, your lawyers are appealing the clean water violation next week. I'm coming to my question, thank you. With the recent reporting of uranium at the site, former federal oil regulator Jeffrey Lohman states that the risks have now increased exponentially, potentially endangering workers and the community with radiation and potentially radon. Further, you seek to remove your only air filter from the mine, which was added to your permit in response to community outrage upon discovering that unfiltered mine exhaust would be sent directly into our community. I'm going to skip to the end here for the sake of time. Over 10,000 people oppose this mine in our small and rural community, including hundreds of health professionals and over 100 faith leaders. You have an expensive and risky project, and we are a growing opposition to your mine as we are fighting to protect our community's health and environment. And we do not plan to stop pursuing you or this project. We will not stop suing you in court until you have left our community intact. My question for you is, at what cost to our health and environment do you plan to continue this project for the so-called value of your shareholders? Thank you.
Thank you for those remarks. I think I should say that, of course, most of those remarks have been made at last year and previous year's AGMs as well, so I think I respect the fact that you needed to make them, but they, of course, weren't particularly new. But, Sam, do you want to respond?
Yeah, look, if I could comment in relation to that project, which, by the way, has state and federal government environmental approvals. The mine operates, or the project operates, at the highest standards of environmental management and also community engagement. It's been awarded all of the necessary permits to build and operate the project as originally designed, and these permits have been upheld in court. In 2012, Eagle filed a new air permit application in which we reduced the allowable emissions by 80%. And also in 2012, the Eagle partnered with two well-known community organisations to implement an independent community environment monitoring program with the Marquette County Community Foundation and the Superior Watershed Partnership. The state regulatory body requires that the company requests an air permit if there's any change in quality, quantity, or composition of emissions, regardless of whether that's an increase or a decrease. In relation to your comments about uranium, uranium is in fact naturally found. It's in very small percentages, and this is being tightly controlled by the company. In relation to Eagle Rock, your comments about that is an area that we're preserving. Quite clearly, we're preserving the rock outcrop that remains in its natural state. And during the past 12 months, we've had 50 individuals or groups visit that, and we provide free access to that for visits by the tribal members. I believe that we're meeting all standards. I believe that we're meeting the requirements. I note your comments. Again, I would comment that John Sebastian... John